Hi, this is Paul Puckett. Welcome to Getting There. I'm very excited about today's show, most of which was pre-recorded on location this past Monday at the Pace Center for Girls in Manatee County, right in Bradenton. You're going to be hearing all about them from their executive director, Amy Wick-Mavis, and I turn over the mic to Amy so that she can actually interview two of the students who are attending the Pace Center for Girls. I wanted to open today's show with a song that may be introducing you to a great guy and awesome guitarist that I heard first at Aces Live in Bradenton. Great venue if you're a blues lover. He also played 2 years ago at the Bradenton Blues Festival. You know, all of us at some point in our life experience darkness, maybe because of choices we made, maybe because of circumstances beyond our control. But at some point, if we're lucky or if we make different choices, there is always a dawn. What impresses me about the Pace Center for Girls is they actually provide girls age 11 to 18 with the skill sets to find the dawn and eliminate the darkness, which may not even be related to them whatsoever, just circumstances. You can find out more about Pace Center later in the show. The song itself, Darkness Before the Dawn, was written for another organization that Anthony Gomes founded in 2010. Music is the Medicine. You can find out about Music is the Medicine at musicisthemedicine.com. So we're going to open the show now with Anthony Gomes, Darkness Before the Dawn.
It's time.
And that was Anthony Gomes, Darkness Before the Dawn. A great message. Whether you're living in the darkness, giving you hope you'll find a dawn, or you're living in the sunlight and happy that dawn came. We're going to take a brief break, and then on my interview with Amy Wick Davis, Executive Director of the Pace Center for Girls. Hi, this is Paul Puckett. As you may know, I love coffee. My friends would tell you I don't love coffee. It's an obsession, and not just any coffee. Espresso. If you're in the Bradenton area, one of the jewels of Bradenton is Old Main Street, and you'll find a coffee shop, B-Town Coffee, with a great alley and awnings and fans to keep you cool in the summer and in the shade, free Wi-Fi, and quite frankly, the best hot dog in town. Stop by. You'll enjoy B-Town Coffee. Welcome back. This is Paul, Getting There, and I'm pleased to be sitting at the Pace Center for Girls in Bradenton, Florida, with the Executive Director, Amy Wick Davis. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks for being here.
It's a wonderful facility. I understand you're expanding next door. We'll get into that later. But how long have you been with Pace?
Oh my goodness, I've been with Pace 20 years. I started in 1995, came to Florida, followed my retired parents here, came to Florida and just to work at Pace, and I've been here ever since.
What exactly, for people particularly out of state that have never heard of Pace Center for Girls, what exactly is Pace?
Pace Center for Girls is a program for girls between the ages of 11 and 18 who have typically been non-successful in the public school system. What we know about girls is it may materialize whatever's going on in their life. It will definitely show up in school. And for some reason, they've been non-successful. They may not know why. Their family may not know why, nor their teachers won't know why. But they do know that their child needs to be in school and that they're not doing well. And so that's usually why the girls come to us. So once they come to us, it's our job to figure out why they're not doing well in school and what other factors are impacting. Because what we know about girls is there are a lot of factors that impact their life on a daily basis. And for many of them, those other things are much more important than what's going on in the classroom. So it's our job to assess, analyze what's going on, and then give the girls some tools. We always say, what can we put in their toolbox to help them be successful and then transition right back to public school and go on and lead healthy, wonderful, successful lives.
How old are the girls that are identified for PACE?
Our girls are middle school and high school girls. Now, Paul, I said between the ages of 11 and 18. So that is middle and high school, 6th grade through 12th grade. However, one of the trends that we're seeing right now is our overage girls. So it's not unusual for us to see a 16-year-old girl who's still in the 8th grade.
So overage doesn't mean how old they are. It means their age in relation to the grade they should be in.
Absolutely. They are overage for the grade they should be in. As I say to my 16-year-olds in middle school, we got to get you out of middle school. They're not giving you a parking pass for middle school. So that's exactly what that means. And another trend we're seeing is even overage elementary schools. But we'll talk about that later when we talk about our expansion.
What is the, how are they identified? I mean, what is the process of, because I don't know, off the top of my head, how many students are in junior, senior high in Manatee County, roughly? Is it a population of several thousand?
You know, you got me there, Paul. I don't have that number on the top of my head, but I can tell you we serve at any time about 54 girls who have been identified as being non-successful. And it's really important. You asked a really good question about how they're identified. The key to the PACE program is the girls almost self-identify. They are not doing well in school. They may have a conversation with one or two educators, counselors, principals, and then really it's word of mouth where they may be sitting in class struggling and a girl next to them says, hey, I went to PACE. Maybe you should look at PACE as something that could help you. So they are identified primarily through not doing well at school. That doesn't mean that they're referred from the school systems. It means that that's where they know that they're not doing well. And then what can they do differently? Our families, our other girls, our community really are our number one referral sources to help girls. Moms talk. My daughter wasn't doing well. Your daughter is. Well, how does that work? And so our number one referral source is our girls, our families, and our community.
Once they're identified, my original concept of what you do here, I found it when I was very appreciative of Christy giving us a tour on Friday. I had assumed they come to PACE, they stay at PACE, they graduate from PACE, and then move on. But I understand that's not actually what you all do.
No, actually, we are funded as a prevention agency. So we want to prevent our girls from dropping out of school. However, we know when we're talking about a gender responsive program, a program that's working with girls, we know that it's really critical that we also work with their families. Our families with their daughters come to us and they're at their deepest, darkest hour. They have struggled. They have tried to do everything possible for their daughter to be successful in school, and it hasn't worked. And so they have run out of tricks in their toolbox, so to speak. People often think that the parents come and drop the daughter at the door and say, "You guys fix her. I'm done with her. Move on. Let's go. Bring her back to me when you have her fixed." And in reality, nothing could be farther from the truth. Our parents are desperate for help. How can I do something different? I always say there is no parent that wakes up in the morning and says, "My goodness, how can I mess up my kid today? What should I do?" No parent does that.
Well, and I would assume some of it is a single parent or issues with the parents themselves that caused the junior high or high school girl to have a problem in the first place.
There is a single parent is definitely a risk factor, more so from the fact of as a single parent, they are really struggling to do it all, to make enough money to support the family, maybe working two jobs and leaving their children, teenagers, unsupervised for lengthy periods of time. I don't know about you, Paul. I'll date myself here. But when I was a young person, there wasn't internet. There weren't cell phones. Heck, we had the one phone in the family that if you talked too long on it, someone unplugged it from the wall and cut you off. And so now as our children are spending more and more time unsupervised, their opportunity to get places where their families may not want them to go is very real. And so our families are struggling with not understanding technology, leaving their children to their own devices because they're working to make ends meet for the family. So all of these things really factor into them trying to do the best that they can and help their daughters and not knowing what to do about it. Also, the challenges that are out there in regards to social media, schools, certainly the pace at which our schools are operating these days are very quick. And so for our girls who maybe have fallen behind, they maybe miss some basic math skills early on, maybe miss some basic grammar skills early on, don't read well, they're being left behind.
And so basically they, through either word of mouth or seeing a PACE poster or somebody in guidance mentioning it or somehow, almost from a self-identification standpoint, realize I need help. They volunteer themselves, from what I understand. They qualify for the program.
Correct.
They come to PACE. You have, with the exception of phys ed, I think all the academics, you've got math, English, history. There's one I always forget because I wasn't good at it. It's that one, science. And they come here to the school with the goal being that they're here for however long they need to be to develop the coping skills and the self-confidence to be back in the environment they came from, but now with a set of tools so they can be successful.
Absolutely. So they'll come to us for a year-round school. They'll say to me all the time, "Miss Wick, what about my summer vacation?" I say, "Remember those days you skipped school? That was your summer vacation. And do you have photos? Because now you need to be in school." So we do year-round schooling, small class sizes, never more than 14 girls in any one class. That's really critical because the girls have been used to fading into the woodwork. You know, when boys can't learn in a classroom, you're a boy. So when boys can't learn in the classroom, what do boys do?
Well, it depends on the boy. They either skip or they find ways to enjoy school regardless of the rules and what they're supposed to be doing. Not that I have ever known anybody like that.
Never like that, Paul, I'm certain. And they act out. They act out, yes. So the teachers will readily identify a boy in need of special education services because they need him out of their classroom because he's disruptive to the educational process. Girls, on the other hand, become introverts. They go into themselves. They fade into the woodwork. They help the teacher. They write notes. They doodle, and year after year, they may get passed on until they can't get passed on anymore. So our job here at Pace with these small class sizes is to allow that to be the case. You know, we were just talking about Virginia. I ended up in college at a small liberal arts college in Virginia because my freshman year, I started at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Oh boy.
80,000 kids there, Paul. I was not going to learn. I learned my first year. That wasn't how I learned. I needed a much smaller environment. And so here at Pace, the girls really experience that. They also experience what they feel for the first time is teachers who really care about them, teachers who are invested in them, teachers who are sitting down with them and looking at their goals. So science maybe wasn't your thing, Paul. But our science teacher will sit down with every girl and say, okay, you got to finish biology. We got 4 chapters left. How can we do this? Can you do 2 chapters a week for me? And really, we'll get this together. We will solve this problem. So for the first time, the girls are really seeing teachers who are invested in them. Because let's face it, girls are relational. We do or don't do things in our lives based on the relationships in our lives.
Sure.
And that's what's beautiful about girls and women. It's also what can be frustrating about girls and women. You know, we don't go to the front door of a school and drop in a locker there everything that happened at home last night, everything that happened with our boyfriend, what we posted on social media, whether or not we were abused, what happened, did we eat last night? Put it in a locker, lock it up, and go to class and do our math and our English and our science and our social studies. It's not what we do.
Right.
We bring everything that happens in our life to that classroom. And for a lot of our Pace girls, that other stuff that's happening in their life, way more important than math or English at that time.
Well, they can't learn the math or the English until they learn how to cope with what they're dealing with.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the other differences I understand about Pace is when you skip at high school, you know, with cell phones and everything else, you can be your mom, call in and say that you won't be there that day.
Oh, my favorite is the girls that tell us that they get their parents' phones and they call block the school so that the school thinks they're just blocked and the parents have no idea. So yeah, a little bit different.
With the teacher-student ratio here, I would assume it's a little more difficult to justify not being in school.
Well, the girls know that if you're not here by 9 o'clock in the morning, Miss McKell, our program aide up front, is going to call your parents' cell phones, their work. And if you're not here 3 days in a row, on that third day, somebody is coming out to your house and somebody is going out to find you. And we have a former Pace girl, and I love her story, Paul, because she talks about it so honestly. She's 33 now because, you know, I was 5 when I started here, Paul. She tells a story that she was very disengaged with her mom. She felt like nobody cared about her. So one day she was skipping school and she was actually hiding in her boyfriend's house. And somebody from Pace, her counselor from Pace, found out where she was and drove up to the apartment. She hid in a closet. And the Pace staff member walked in, opened the closet, and said, come on now, you're coming to school, you're coming to Pace. And she says, as an adult, you might think that I was upset about that. She says, but even as a teenager, I knew right then and there that someone cared so much about me that they would find me and drive me and bring me back to school. She said, and it changed my life. It changed my life.
And she became successful.
She graduated high school. She graduated college. She's a dental hygienist, and she just moved to PA with her husband, who is doing his residency in York, PA, for his medical degree. But it was a game changer to know that somebody cared that much about her, and that's what we do.
And that's a perfect segue. We're going to take a brief break and then talk about when you hear about an organization like this and you see what they're accomplishing for girls in Manatee County and across Florida with 19 centers, I believe, it might occur to you, how can I help? And so after the break, we're going to come back and you can find out more about PACE and what their plans are and how you can help. Hi, this is Paul Puckett. As you may know, I love coffee. My friends would tell you I don't love coffee. It's an obsession, and not just any coffee. Espresso. If you're in the Bradenton area, one of the jewels of Bradenton is Old Main Street, and you'll find a coffee shop, B-Town Coffee, with a great alley and awnings and fans to keep you cool in the summer and in the shade, free Wi-Fi, and quite frankly, the best hot dog in town. Stop by. You'll enjoy B-Town Coffee.
Quack, quack. Quack, quack.
If it sounds like a duck, well, it's probably one of the 15,000 adorable rubber ducks that are going to be racing down the Manatee River for the PACE Center for Girls benefit, held on May 14th, 2016 at the Tarpon Point Marina. Every time you adopt a duck, you help a girl. And you could win a Chevy Cruze, 2-year lease, or a $6,000 prize. There'll be other great prizes, including a weekly dinner for two at the Anna Maria Borton Oyster Bar. Join us May 14th, 2016 at Tarpon Point Marina for 15,000 rubber ducks racing to see who will win. Thanks, Quacky. I almost forgot. Visit www.luckyduckyraceforpace.com. That's luckyduckyraceforpace.com. Welcome back. We've been talking to Amy Wick Mavis at the PACE Center for Girls in Bradenton, Florida. Amy, it occurred to me, we now know what PACE does, but how did it get started?
Oh, that's a great story. And I love telling the story to the girls because it is the story of one woman who really followed her passion to change the lives for other people. So our founder, Vicki Burke, was working in a program that primarily served boys. And occasionally a girl would come into the program and the girls would be wildly unsuccessful. And so it became like a baseball trading card thing. She'd be like, Paul, if you take the one girl off my caseload, I would gladly take 10 boys off of your caseload. But please, somebody do something with this girl. And she was complaining about it at work to her colleagues. And as colleagues often do, one of them said, you know, Vicki, when are you going to stop complaining about this and actually do something about it? So in 1985, Vicki and the rest of her family opened the first PACE Center for Girls in Jacksonville, Florida, serving 10 girls. Interestingly enough, Paul, Manatee County was the first county after Duval, Jacksonville, to say, hey, we need to be doing something different for our girls, too. And I find that very forward-thinking of our community.
For those of you that don't know, Florida, there's at least today with interstates, and of course we had those in 1985, there's at least, a 3-hour, 4-hour drive from Duval to Manatee. So this wasn't like they just went to the next county. Manatee evidently sought it out.
Absolutely. Sought it out. Judge Durand Adams got a bunch of local attorneys together and said, hey, let's go find out what's happening for our girls and how can we do something different? Because prior to this, Paul, if a girl needed help, she really needed to go to the deep end of a system. She needed to be incarcerated in jail, or she needed to be institutionalized in a mental health facility. And let's remember, we were still at that time in Florida arresting girls for status offenses. So a girl may be running away from home as a coping mechanism to run away from abuse and some things that are happening in the household, and she was being arrested for that and incarcerated. So Vicki said, I'm going to do something different with girls. Got some donated space. Tells the story of I had $100 in my pocket and let's see what we're going to do. So today we're in 19 communities throughout the state of Florida and we're poised for national expansion working with the state of Georgia. So it really is the story of how can we do something? How can one person really do something different with a vision for that things could be different for girls?
And as it's developed since 1985, my understanding from looking, well, given my background, I tend to look at financials, is it's semi-funded by the state of Florida.
Sure.
And also supported by volunteers who volunteer their time and by donors.
Absolutely. And the state of Florida, the Department of Juvenile Justice saw a long time ago, many, many years ago, that the success of the working relationship with girls at PACE was actually contributing to the success of girls not entering into the juvenile justice system. Very low percentage of our girls adjudicate or re-adjudicate after being involved with PACE. In fact, 98% don't. So the wisdom was, if we invest in PACE, PACE will invest in the girls, and then the girls will not become part of the Department of Juvenile Justice. And so they saw that as a very wise investment of their dollars. Subsequently, our local communities, we're in 19 communities throughout Florida, our local communities also support some of that through United Way funding here in Manatee County, Manatee County Children's Services Millage Fund. And so other local community support comes into it. And then our volunteers and our donors. That's the key to the PACE program. We are community-based. We serve the girls in our community. We have a responsibility to the girls in our community. And while they may not be your daughter, they will certainly sit in a desk next to your daughter in school. Your daughter may befriend her and may want to go to her house to sleep over. So we understand that the girls are a responsibility of our community. And so we raise a lot of money. We enjoy a great deal of wonderful partnerships with local businesses, communities, organizations where our girls interact continuously. And we get an enormous amount of support.
Well, I would think you'd have to have, if you're going to pull the girls out of a public school, you'd have to have a public-private partnership to make it work. But what I found fascinating, in my position, I often advise people when they want to donate, they might say to me, I care a lot about animals, or I care a lot about girls, whatever, that is their love. But then they get concerned. If I give this money, you know, what percentage is actually going to get to help? And before I scheduled this, I'll confess, PACE, between the public and private funding, a very large majority of every dollar either goes to providing the facility, the teachers, the materials, the guidance, you have a nurse here on staff, you have everything that the girls need. And I found that to be a very valid reason for people who care about girls getting lost due to excellent coping skills at hiding their problem, and suddenly being 16 and a 13-year-old, everybody else is 13 in the classroom. Now, when you raise the funds, obviously you have a website we haven't brought up yet. What's the website that people would go to look at PACE?
Well, pacecenter.org, and what that will do, Paul, is that'll bring you to the entire organization, and then they can go down and look at, no matter what community they live in, they can go and look at the PACE centers directly that are in their community. So that is pacecenter.org.
And pacecenter.org also gives some success stories. We're going to be, with your permission, I'm going to let you take over the host bike in a few minutes, and you can interview some students here so the listeners can get an idea of, unless you want me to.
I interview them all the time.
and give our listeners an idea of exactly what they do. But when it comes to raising the funds, obviously you can go to the website. Do you hold events?
We sure do. We hold a couple events throughout the year that not only raise dollars, Paul, but also raise awareness. And that's very key for us. Our niche is a very small, we're a niche market. We serve girls who are in need of additional services to be successful in school. We don't have before school and after school programs. We don't run summer camps. We don't have mentoring programs. We have a very niche market. So we want to make sure that we're always raising awareness when it comes to girls. So we have our Believing in Girls Luncheon, which really showcases the success and the wonderful things that our girls do. We have our Snowflake Ball, which is really wonderfully received by our community as well. That's a celebration of a girl and a significant adult in her life. And then certainly we're coming into duck season. And as we say, people say, duck season? We say, Yes, selling, not killing. And we had started many years ago a rubber duck race. And so in this community, starting Saturday on the 9th of April, we will be hoping to sell 15,000 rubber ducks. Our tagline is adopt a duck, help a girl. And on May 14th, those ducks will compete to be the fastest swimmer down the river. And the winning prize will be a 2-year lease on from Cox Chevrolet. And that's a really powerful event for us because it really gets the word out to who our girls are and why our girls need help.
Well, before we move to the interviews with some of your students who are lucky to be here, tell me who came up with the quacky pace idea, because the reason I knew about the center is I kept seeing this 6-foot-tall duck pop up on my Facebook timeline and named Quacky Pace. I didn't know if it was a chewing gum, you know, a new product. I didn't know what it was. And in essence, it didn't take me long to find out. It's the mascot for Pace Center for Girls Manatee.
Right. Well, over the years, we had talked earlier about funding, and it's real important to us to be good stewards of our donors' generous donations. And what we were seeing was we can throw a great party, but we were still only going to raise X amount of dollars. And we knew that the challenge was going to be there to exponentially raise more dollars. So here in Manatee County, we looked into a bunch of different fundraising opportunities. And one of the things that really impressed us about ducks is this is a national movement. You see this in many towns that you see the duck. I got something the other day, the big duck that people see it and they send me texts about it because they're so excited. So when we first started this, Paul, we dropped 5,000 ducks. And we stood outside of Publix, like the Girl Scouts, and sold ducks. Let me tell you, we're not cute like Girl Scouts, and we don't have a product like Girl Scout cookies. So those were some hard times selling ducks. And we sold almost 5,000 ducks our first year. So this year, we're hoping to sell 15,000 ducks. And we've gotten a little bit more sophisticated as to how we sell them, both with restaurants in the area. The Peaches restaurant sell ducks for us. Certainly the AMOB restaurant served.
That's the Anna Maria Oyster Bar, for those of you who aren't in the area. If you're visiting the area, I highly recommend them.
One of four locations. And Hurricane Wings is going to be selling for us again this year. And then we do a lot of online social media selling. So we've become a little bit more sophisticated. And that's how we're able to reach a larger audience and really showcase what we're doing for girls. That's our market. We want to show what we're doing and we want it to be recognizable. And just like you, Paul, people see Quacky all over town and they immediately think Pace Center for Girls. And again, our tagline is adopt a duck, help a girl.
And to donate or to buy a duck, adopt a duck, and help a girl.
Well done.
Do you have to be from Bradenton, Manatee County, Florida? Or, you know, if somebody's listening in Seattle, Washington, and wants to send, buy 15 ducks, they can from out there.
Absolutely. That's one of the great things about this market is you can be living anywhere and still participate in the duck race as well as win the prize. So the prize is a 2-year lease on a Cox Chevrolet vehicle. But at the same time, if you don't qualify for a lease, if you don't want a lease, there is a cash payout as well. So from all over, that's what we were looking for is how could we exponentially raise more money? And that's what this does.
Well, it seems to me you all are doing an outstanding job of helping girls that might otherwise go a different direction. And I think our listeners might enjoy a few minutes hearing some of those girls that are current students. So after the break, we'll come back and wrap things up. Quacky Pace again, reminding me I didn't introduce Quacky Pace. Quacky Pace is the mascot for the Pace Center for Girls. Quacky thinks you might be interested to know that if you'd like to really get on the kickoff and see who the best dressed duck is, there are still tickets left for the annual DuckTales party this coming Saturday. Tickets, $75. Just call the Pace Center for Girls for more information.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quacky Pace again reminding me. The phone number for the Pace Center for Girls and for information about both the Ducktail Party and the Duck Race is 941-751-4566. That's 941-751-4566.
Quack, 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 quack.
Well, Quacky, you're welcome. And oh, by the way, Quacky wanted you to know you do not have to be local to adopt a duck, and every duck you adopt helps a girl.
So, Paul, here today we have Summer and Raina, and this is the best part, I think, about everything I do is when I get to talk with some Pace girls. So, Summer, let's start with you. Can you tell our audience how long you've been at Pace, what life was like before you came to Pace, and what did things look like for you?
Okay, so I've been at Pace for about 2 years, and wait, what was the second question?
When you started here, what was life like for you? Why did you decide to come to Pace?
Oh, I decided to come to Pace because before I came here, I didn't go to school, maybe 2 days out of the week, maybe. I would skip class all the time.
So let me ask you, Summer, when you were skipping class, were you knitting afghans for the elderly and reading books to small school children? Is that what you were doing when you were skipping class?
Only as if. I was just sitting at home doing nothing. Really, that's it. Just was not focused on school at all.
And how old were you at that time?
Probably 15.
And how easy was it for you to skip school?
Oh, it was easy. It was just like, all right, I don't want to go to school today. I'll stay home. That's fine with me.
So how'd you hear about Pace?
Family friends went here, and they used to brag about it all the time. Well, when I went to Pace, I did this, and I did this in so many months, and you can do this, and you can do that.
So what grade were you in when you started at Pace?
Ninth.
What grade are you in now?
11th.
11th. Okay, we'll talk more about that in a little bit, okay? Good job. Raina, how about you? What was life like for you before you came to Pace? How did you find out, and how old are you?
I'm 18 years old. I found out because of a friend that used to come here. And church members that have kids that used to come here. The other thing.
What was life like for you? Why did you decide to come to Pace?
I decided to come to Pace because I would hardly go to school, maybe only once or twice in a month. Because, you know.
And so instead of going to school, were you making good choices or?
Not at all.
Not at all. And did your parents know you weren't going to school or were you hiding that from them?
They thought I would go to school every single day.
Every single day, and they didn't know differently. The school didn't call?
They did, but, you know, by 6 o'clock, I would answer the phone for them.
Yeah, Manatee County has an automated system, so the kids either block the phone on the cell phone or they answer the call. So you, Mommy didn't know you weren't going to school?
No, until one day she decided to just show up.
Oh, she showed up at school, and you weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a game changer.
Yes, that's when she found out I had missed so many days of school, and my whole junior year I only went four to five times in the whole school year.
And Raina, that's really amazing to me because I know you're so motivated now. So what's different now for Raina than that girl who wasn't going to school but 4 or 5 times? How is school different here at Pace?
That you're actually able to concentrate.
Why are you able to concentrate?
The classes are much smaller. The teachers actually care. They actually help. And they actually motivate you to do something.
So how do you know they care?
Because they're always on top of you. They're like, let's do this, let's do that.
And so how long have you been here?
I've been here for about 7 months, 7-8 months.
And how many credits have you earned in the class since you've been here?
5. 5.
And do you skip school?
No, I can't.
Why can't you?
Counselor calls right away.
Your counselor will call right away, right? Mm-hmm. And then what?
My mom comes, you know, and she's like checking up on me and everything.
Exactly, exactly. So, Summer, how is school different for you here than it is in the public school?
Oh, it's a lot different. In regular school, the classes are much bigger, and the teachers don't focus on you as much. Like, I had this math class who... She never helped me, and I would always ask for help. But she was always so busy, so she never got to me. So I got a really bad grade in math. I didn't even get my credit or anything. So Pace just really has small classes and people who care, and they're genuinely like, hey, how are you? Are you okay? Do you need help? And this and that, compared to regular school where they're just like, oh, is this student here or not? Okay, well, I don't really care. So they're here one day, they're not. It doesn't matter to me.
They don't really put attention into who's there, who's not. Meanwhile, they get paid. And here they actually worry about you.
So we've talked a lot about the school. So let's talk about the other piece of the PACE program, which is our counseling component, because we know that girls, that's our goal, is to give you the tools that you need to be successful. So Summer, help our listeners understand, how is your counselor important?
Hi, Miss Lori, please call the front desk. Miss Lori.
Miss Lori, if you're on our audience, please call the front desk.
Seriously.
So how is the counseling your counselor? How does she help you? What is it that she helps you work with?
Oh, my counselor, she helps me with a lot of things, like my relationship with my parents, me coming to school, my classwork. They'll check up on you every week or every other week, and they're just, like, so supportive and to do anything you need. And they're just really nice, and they're not just like throw you off because you're just another student.
So what sorts of things do they help you with, like with your families? What sorts of things would you be working with? Who's your counselor, first of all?
It is now Miss Lori, but before it was Miss Lavanna.
Right. So what sorts of things did they help you with?
Well, Miss Lavanna, since being my first counselor, she really helped me with my my anger, like towards my mom, and like my relationship with her, it wasn't as bad. Like, I talk to her a lot now, and, like, our relationship is so different than it was 2 years ago. And I'm so happy for that, because if it wasn't, then, you know, I'd still have the same mindset and everything.
And I think that's an important thing. So often we're talking about girls and their relationship with their moms. And I think there's every mom out there that can relate, and every daughter out there who can relate to, we want a better relationship, but mm-hmm. we don't know how to get it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, how about you? Who's your counselor?
Miss Mercedes.
And so what sorts of things does Miss Mercedes help you and your family with?
She helps us get more united than what we already are. She tries to motivate all of us into doing something. Like, for example, with me, she motivates me a lot into attending college. She's always like, you, I can see it. I can see it in you. Like, right now we're going to visit a college tomorrow for me to have my interview with it.
Wow, that's exciting.
That is.
I'm nervous.
But I think that's important, Raina. So go back when you were in high school. So you're getting ready to graduate and you're going for an interview for college tomorrow. But when you were in high school, talk about what the principal said to you when you were in high school and you weren't going to school and you weren't doing everything. And what was his advice for you?
Well, when I was in regular school, they had said, just drop out. You don't have no future if continue in school. You're just going to end up like your brother, locked up or something. And here, they actually motivate you. They're like, yeah, come. You know, you actually have a reason to be here in school for.
And I think that is really important. Oftentimes, you know, our schools are bogged down with so many children that they see someone like Raina, who obviously wasn't investing in your education. You can say that. You weren't, right?
Yes.
And so their recommendation was just drop out and see what happens. And here tomorrow, you're getting ready to go to an interview for a college.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a pretty big leap, isn't it?
Yes.
So it is important for everybody to understand that it's not just the school, it's the counseling piece that really contributes to success. So Summer, if you hadn't come to PACE, where would Summer be today?
If I hadn't came to PACE, I think I would, I wouldn't be in high school at all, and I wouldn't think about going to college, or I wouldn't be doing anything that I'm doing today, because I wouldn't be motivated. I wouldn't feel like I belong in school. I wouldn't feel like there's any reason to go.
But so what do you think is the biggest change that you see in yourself being here at PACE? What have you learned about yourself that is different from the Summer that walked through the door the first time?
I think what I've changed the most about myself since coming to PACE is really working on, is really being more motivated for school and having like such a positive outlook on life instead of looking at things so negative, like, oh, I could go to college or I don't have to. It's more like, I'm going to college. Like, one day I'm going to graduate soon and I'm going to go to college. Versus 2 years ago, I would have been like, I was actually saying I don't want to go to college because I don't want to go to school anymore. It's stupid. And I don't want to be in school forever. So I think that's really changed a lot.
Yay. Raina, how about you? If you hadn't come to PACE, where would Raina be today?
Raina would be a dropout, honestly. I wouldn't have no fun, like, nothing to be in school for. Because the motivation I was getting in the other schools wasn't worth it. But here, now I'm actually excited of starting college, trying to start my new career that I want to be a psychologist. So I'm actually excited for everything that's coming forward.
So what do you think is the biggest change in Raina since you've been at Pace? What do you think you've learned about yourself, or how do you feel you've grown the most since you've been at Pace? That Raina today is different from the Raina that walked through the door.
That I am able to do what I want to do. Because I always wanted, that was my dream, but slowly it crashed down. Until I came back, I actually was able to revive that whole thing.
And now you're going to be able to do your dream.
Yes.
There you go, Paul. This is what our girls say every day about being at Pace.
Welcome back. I'd like to thank Summer and Raina for joining us and talking about their experiences here at Pace Center. Amy, what should people do if they want to find out more?
The best thing for people to do, Paul, is to give me a call here at the center. That way we can learn what everyone's idea, what they really want to get out of their volunteer experiences, and make sure that we can provide that. One of the biggest things that I'm always looking at is understanding what people want to get out of their volunteer experiences. People want different things. They want different experiences, and we want to make sure and be good stewards that we're able to do that. So the best thing is to call me at the center and meet with me, and we'll figure out what we can do.
And the number for Pace Center?
Absolutely. It's 941-751-4566.
Thank you, Amy, again for allowing me to come out to Pace and see the facility and meet some of the girls that you help here. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Hi, this is Paul Puckett. As you may know, I love coffee. My friends would tell you I don't love coffee. It's an obsession, and not just any coffee. Espresso. If you're in the Bradenton area, one of the jewels of Bradenton is Old Main Street, and you'll find a coffee shop, B-Town Coffee, with a great alley and awnings and fans to keep you cool in the summer and in the shade, free Wi-Fi, and quite frankly, the best hot dog in town. Stop by. You'll enjoy B-Town Coffee.
Quack, 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 quack.
Well, Quacky, yes, actually, I do love coffee that much. Well, actually, espresso, as you heard, but what's that?
Quack, 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 quack.
Oh, yes, remember, DuckTale Party tickets for 6 to 9, Cox Chevrolet, this coming Saturday, April the 9th. Going fast, not many left. Available from the Pace Center for Girls in Manatee County.
Quack, 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 quack.
That phone number again is 941-751-4566. Thank you all for joining me for today's episode of Getting There. I'd like to close out the show with an artist and a song that needs no introduction. This song dedicated to the faculty, students, donors of Pace Center for Girls, Reba McIntyre's You're Gonna Be.
£6.09, looking up at me like I have all the answers. I hope I have the ones you need. I've never really done this. Now I know what scared is. Sometimes I'll protect you from everything that's wrong. Other times I'll let you just find out on your own. But that's when you'll be growing, and the whole time I'll be knowing. You're gonna fly with every dream you chase. You're gonna cry, but know that that's okay. Sometimes life's not fair, but if you hang in there, you're gonna see. afraid you'll have to suffer through some of my mistakes. Lord knows I'll be trying, oh, to give you what it takes. What it takes to know the difference between getting by and living. 'Cause anything worth doing is worth doing all the way. Just know you'll have to live with all the choices that you make. So make sure you're always giving way more than you're taking. You're gonna fly with every dream you chase. You're gonna cry, but know that that's okay. Sometimes life's not fair, but if you just hang in there, you're gonna see.
And that was Reba McEntire, You're Gonna Be, dedicated to the faculty, students, donors, the Florida Department of Education, and the state of Florida for supporting PACE since 1985 when they were founded. Thanks again for joining us on Getting There. Remember, the purpose of this show is to remind you that money is not your life. It's the money show about your life. And yes, we'll cover some money topics before too long. But in the interim, let's make our lives better. How about you?
Quack, 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 quack,
quack. Quacky, thanks for that reminder. I really do appreciate it. Quacky's reminding me, I haven't adopted any ducks yet. And when you adopt a duck, you help a girl. Remember, you don't have to be local. And every single duck you adopt, you're helping a girl. Make sure to come down and see the duck race on May 14th at Tarpon Point. Until then, have a good week.